Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Searches on to find cash somewhere, somehow, for Eskom to buy diesel. As we reported yesterday, the embattled utility has spent its diesel budget for the year and has no plans at this stage to order more diesel until April next year. But Eskom says it is in talks with government, and the Department of Public Enterprises says it's working urgently with National Treasury to try and find some extra cash. It's the diesel turbines which have helped keep the lights on so far. Well, relatively. Without them, we're staring down much worse load shedding with all that that implies for the economy and, of course, for ourselves personally. The price of oil continues to fluctuate as worries about a global recession crimp demand. Down over 5% in trade yesterday, it has come back by about the same amount overnight, now trading around the $88 per barrel mark. The US dollar picked up a cent for the same reason. We're now back to worrying about further interest rate hikes and their severity. Our own Reserve Bank meets this week on Wednesday and Thursday to make its latest decision. The expectation is for another rate hike of 50 basis points, in other words, 0.5%. Moneyweb reports that industrial brand management company Barlow World is to split off its car leasing and rental business Avis and listed separately on the JSE. Barlow World also trades the budget brand, which will fall into the new company with Avis. The new entity will be called Zeda Group. Zeda, well, however you pronounce it, it will be listed on the JSE on December the 13th. On the JSE, heavyweights Naspers and Process both down around 3% on steep profit warnings. These flow from intense pressure on their biggest investment, Chinese internet giant Tencent. Also on the losing side, Northam and Anglo Plat down 5% and 4% respectively. The all-share index closing down just under 1%, 71,938. The top 40 the same, 65,590. Among the gainers, Netcare up 6.6%, TFG up 3.2%, both Investex, PLC and LTD up just over 3%. London's FTSE just into the red at the bell, ditto the Dow in New York. The S&P 500 ending down 0.4%, the Nasdaq down 1.1%. This morning in the Asia-Pacific region, Tokyo, Sydney both up around 0.6% to 0.7%, Hong Kong down 0.3%. The US dollar's eased back to 103 against the euro. The rand slightly firmer against the dollar, 17.27, 17.72 to the euro, but a tad easier against sterling at 20.48. Gold this morning, 17.44, platinum 9.94, and Bitcoin down another 2% to just over 15,800.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.